Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program and Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank everybody there working so hard as our brother John is recuperating. Hope you're continuing to pray for the brother. Boy, I'll tell you what an organization. He's trained them well. His wife, Sandra's there too. And man, things are just clicking along and doing good. They're reaching so many people out there across the nation and around the world with God's word and the truth. And so we're happy to be a part of it. Our two police and military associations, one of them, the Police and Military Against the New World Order, that's about, I would say, 10 years old, longer than that now, maybe 14 years old now, I believe it is. Time flies when you're having fun, isn't it? And then our National Police and Military Organization newspaper, newsletter, actually, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. It's about 24 years old now. And so we're very happy to be on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I hope you'll remember to pray for Republic Broadcasting and all the wonderful team members there, John and Sandra, and just all of them, our dear Paul that's with us every night here to help us get our program on the air. So many good people there. Just pray that they'll be protected and they'll be blessed and they'll have wisdom and discernment to go forward and keep spreading God's word and the truth of these hearts and minds and homes and businesses that listen in every day. Okay, let's go back to our wonderful Jewish organization here that's put out an invitation from Rabbi Balfour Brickner. And I want to share that with you here, and I hope you'll join up, because we always have to get behind those that truly are working for to stop the wars of aggression, to stop the occupation over in Palestine, and get the Jews and the Arabs together to stop blowing each other up and everything. And so we've always got to be on that side, folks. And I hope you agree with that. I do know some Christians who and pastors that think they want to take out all the Arabs over there, just take them out. They don't care if they're all killed or anything, believe it or not. And they want greater Israel to succeed. They believe that is what God commands, and of course it is not. If you read the scriptures yourself and get rid of your Scofield reference Bible, you'll find out the truth. But anyway, this organization, it's called Brit Tzedek V'Shalom, and it's the Jewish Alliance for Justice and Peace. And they're headquartered out of Chicago. I'll give you the contact information in a minute, but let me share with you Rabbi Balfour Brickner's invitation here. He says, last February in New York, I was pleased to offer the opening remarks of Brit Tzedek V'Shalom's third national conference, From Gaza to Negotiations, it was called, The Role of American Jews. The conference came only a few days after the newly elected Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, declared that the war between the Israelis and Palestinians was effectively over. It was an emotional moment in which to be meeting with members of the American Jewish peace camp, and it says here, okay, the rabbi said, I want to believe the change is in the air. He said that to the people that evening. The well-organized conference was an opportunity to focus on the prospects of Mideast peace, a particularly powerful topic given the pivotal moment in the history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict at which we now stand. I was impressed by the intensity of those present and pleased to see so many young adults in the audience. But after all, I appreciated the forum created by the conference for the serious consideration of the issues at hand. The goal of increasing dialogue and discussion in the American Jewish community about the conflict is a driving force behind our organization, Brit Tzedek's grassroots work, and I believe one of the most valuable contributions the organization can make. One thing was clear to all attending that evening. The occupation and resulting violence must come to an end. Its continuation is in every way counterproductive. This emerging Israeli-Palestinian relationship is the best hope we have for peace in the region. It really deserves the full support of Jews throughout the world. Those of us who support the negotiated two-state resolution to the conflict are the ones who, in fact, have Israel's best interests at heart. Israel will not be secure until it has achieved a secure peace. Please join Brit Tzedek. Brit Tzedek V'Shalom is an organization that understands, supports, and advocates for this goal of peace. It needs and merits our wholehearted backing. Though it is a young organization, Brit Tzedek's chapters throughout the country are already making their presence well felt. Their presence well felt and their voices heard. With renewed hope and warm greetings, I remain Balfour Brickner, Senior Rabbi Emeritus, Stephen Wise Free Synagogue. And here's how you can contact them, folks. Contact them, tell them you're on board with them and you support what they're about, trying to bring this peace there. Folks, it has so much to do with peace in the United States and in other nations. Yes, we're working against a demonic entity that controls the governments of Israel today, demonic agents in America and Britain and other nations that are trying to promote war over there. And I'll share with you the reasons in just a minute. But this organization, we've tracked for some time. Now we've become involved with them. is trying their best. They truly are. So hope we'll give them a call and tell them you heard about them on the Officer Jack McLam program. When you call them at phone number 312-341-1205, 312-341-1205 there in Chicago, okay? Once again, the phone number is 312-341-1205. Tell them you're on board for peace and a negotiated settlement over there where it'll be fair to all those that have survived and are still living in those areas over there. Okay, on to the news from a secret source. A secret source has popped up, and we're not real familiar with this secret source, but anyway, he comes to us. He's a Jewish fellow, and we certainly don't know who he is at this time, but we appreciate him sending the information over to us here on this organization within the U.S. Army, who we do know about, called SAMS, School of Advanced Military Studies. Now, SAMS, according to our source here, and we haven't checked this out, folks, but SAMS says Israeli Mossad agents can fake Arab attacks. And it says here, SAMS, this Army, U.S. Army group, says it calls Israel's armed forces a 500-pound gorilla in Israel, well-armed and trained, operates in both Gaza and the West Bank. Of the Mossad, SAMS, the U.S. Army group SAMS says, the Israeli intelligence service, the SAMS officers say, and I quote, are wild cards, ruthless and cunning, has capability to target U.S. forces and make it look like a Palestinian Arab attack. Conspiracy theory? Question mark, exclamation mark. Well, folks, it's not a conspiracy theory. Our government, as you know, 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombing, the first World Trade Center bombing, the second World Trade Center bombing that allegedly brought the towers down, which isn't true, they were all set up by our own ruthless and cunning leaders in our government as agents for these international crime cabals that we have operating in our countries today. So it's not a conspiracy theory. The Mossad has done this for years. The American CIA, NSA, and other forces within the United States have run drugs for years and years into the United States, killing just millions of men, women, and children with their drugs over the years since the 60s, all for a political reason. They have bombed different organizations. They have assassinated various people. I'm just talking about our American CIA, NSA, and other secret organizations. The psychological ops group, PSYOPs groups, set up these bombings to make it look like that it's the act of another nation, the Arab nations over there. So we do have U.S. Army Group SAMS now, School for the Advancement of Military Studies, saying what we've known all along, that the Mossad can kill American forces, blow them up, make it look like a Palestinian-Arab attack. So we thank SAMS for coming out and telling the truth of something, of course, our listeners already know. Real quick, folks, let's go over to PrisonPlanet.com for a minute and thank Paul Joseph Watson for putting out this report 2 days ago about how the government staged the London bombing in 10 easy steps. How the government staged the London bombing in 10 easy steps. Now, our police and military association has studied these type of false flag programs like we just talked about, phony bombings. They're not phony bombings, they're real bombings, but they're set up by one government to blame other government and other groups for doing these type of terrorist acts. And so we'll get into this in just a minute. Paul Joseph Watson's done a wonderful job at laying out how easy it is for our psychological ops groups, our PSYOPs groups, to set up bombings like this, along with the help of the Mossad and other agencies, to make it look like the Arabs did it. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Joseph Watson, and we have enjoyed looking at his research and documentation here at our two police and military organizations for a number of years now, and he's got this one nailed pretty good. Now, there's variations on this, how the government staged the London bombing in 10 easy steps. There's all kinds of variations that could fit in here, but he's got a good example of how it could easily be carried off. I mean, it's simple. If you happen to know and can appreciate the PSYOPs agents that we have in our government, and they have in the various governments, the British government and the Mossad government, you know, the government of Israel there, this is easy. This is easy as pie, as we used to say as we were little kids growing up in Washington, D.C. Easy as pie. Listen to this now. 10-step method of staging a terrorist attack. Remember, there can be variations, but it just spells out how easy it is to even have people get on buses carrying bombs and make them think they're doing an act of goodness and kindness or helping the government or something like that. As we believe, the young man that was accused of carrying off the bombing of the Oklahoma City Mirror Building by himself, we believe he was convinced he was doing this for God and country, and that he was wrong and he was misled, and misguided and misdirected to do these things or to participate anyway. Now, of course, you don't do these things alone. It takes an organization behind you. And believe me, do we have these organizations in our government and the government of the other members of the coalition out there. Remember, as our U.S. Army group just said, that the Mossad, and we'd add the CIA, NSA, and other organizations are very capable of targeting U.S. forces or Arabic forces even, or British people and Arabic people, and blowing them up. Israeli citizens, and then making it look like the Palestinian Arabs did it. Okay, and here's Paul Joseph Watson, 10 steps to staging a terrorist attack. Number one, hire a crisis management team to set up an exercise that parallels the terrorist attack you're going to carry out. Have them run the exercise at the precise locations and at the very same time as the attack. If at any stage of the attack your Arabs get caught, tell the police it was part of an exercise. Hire four Arabs and tell them that they're taking part in an important exercise to help defend London from terrorist attacks. Strap them with rucksacks filled with deadly explosives. Tell the Arabs the rucksacks are dummy explosives and wouldn't harm a fly. Tell four Arabs to meet up at London Underground and disperse, each getting on a different train. Make sure Arabs meet in one location where you can get a good mugshot of them on CCTV, which you can later endlessly repeat to drooling masses on television. Just like they're saying today that these four Arabs met together and they've got them on videotape. They haven't let us see the videotapes yet. They'll probably get lost or destroyed accidentally. But number four, while four Arabs are in London, plant explosive in their houses in Leeds, plant some explosives in one of their cars in Luton for the police to later discover. Remember that Quran and flight manual in the hijacker's car. Ha ha. They fell for that one like hook, line, and sinker. No need to change tactics on this one. Before the bombing takes place, make sure you warn any of your buddies or scheduled to be anywhere near where the bombs go off. If this gets leaked to the press, just deny it. Number six, fourth Arab goes out partying in London night before and ends up getting out of bed late. No worries. The 9/11 hijackers, in quotation marks, did the same thing, but that didn't cause us a big problem. Fourth Arab catches bus to see if other Arabs are waiting for him. Fourth Arab starts hearing about explosions in the London Underground because he's late getting on site. Fourth Arab comes to the realization that he is being set up and freaks out. The fourth Arab starts fiddling with his rucksack and blows himself sky high. Let's see. If you hired any additional Arabs and they got wind of the setup, make sure that their GPS locators in their rucksacks are working so you can have police snipers ready to kill them before they can blow the whistle on the plan. Number seven, after the bombs go off, put out a story for over an hour that the explosions are a simple electrical fault. This gives you cover time to make sure those lazy bus Arabs are dead and any other hired Arabs who reneged are also dead. Make sure any CCTV footage, videos that doesn't support your official story are either seized or destroyed. This happens all the time, I can tell you, as a law enforcement person, folks. Eight, a few hours after the bombing, have one of your boys post an Al-Qaeda statement claiming responsibility. Don't worry about the whole misreferencing of the Quran thing. These idiots don't have the attention span to figure it out anyway. I'll give you number nine when we get back, folks. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program. And very, very interesting. Paul Watson has a good mind on figuring out what our PSYOPs teams are capable of. So we'll continue in just a moment here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Government teams who know very well that in London, in the UK, in America, there's very fine American and UK Arabs that would help if you approached them and hired four of the Arabs and told them they were part of an important exercise to help defend London from terrorist attacks. We need your help. Will you help? We'll pay you something for helping out. Will you do it? Well, yes, they would. And so that's what Paul Watson is saying here. And, of course, you and I know that's true, too. After you, in number nine here of his 10 ways to pull off a terrorist attack and blame it on the Arabs, number nine, after you have made sure that all the Arabs are dead that you hired and you are managing the story accordingly, wait for 4 days until the police piece together the story and find the explosives your team planted in the Leeds apartments, and then the car in Luton. Remember that Quran and flight manual in the hijacker's car. Oh, that's a good one. They fell for that one, hook, line, and sinker. The time delay will convince the gullible public that the real investigation is investigation is taking place. Create a background of the hired Arabs being militant Muslims. Sad, folks. These are when you hear, and I have heard, and I have listened to the news media about the neighbors that knew these young Arabs, they were good people. You know, there was no problem with them. They played ball. They loved children. They were easy this is to do. But he says, no need, let's see, there's a time delay will convince the gullible public that the real investigation is taking place, create a background of the hired Arabs being militant Muslims. The drooling masses, as was the case in 9/11 hijackers, will ignore stories of neighbors saying that they were very quiet, educated types who liked children and playing sports. BBC excerpts from the BBC, British Broadcasting Company, said one resident, local resident, described one of these Arabs, UK-born Arabs, as a nice lad. He liked to play football. He liked to play cricket. I'm shocked. Another resident said he just was a normal kid who played basketball and kicked the ball around. And number 10, sit back and enjoy as Blair and his minions grandstand in front of television cameras after staying the course in the war on terror. The pay raise, extra agency funding, and power to strip more freedoms and liberties made the 10 easy steps to staging a terrorist attack a worthwhile venture for these bad guys, folks, the international crime syndicate that Blair is a part of. The dozens of dead people were necessary collateral damage. This is no problem. This is a dirty war. We need to be less moral than the terrorists to defeat them. And that's how the government staged the bombings in 10 easy steps. This is his assumption, of course, but it could very well be true, something very much like that. Granted, you can interchange different pieces of the puzzle, Paul Watson says. The bombers could be real terrorists that knew exactly what they were doing. All you would need to do is control the mastermind behind the attack and make sure your boys carried out the job in the way you wanted them to. Voila. Voila. Is that how you say that? Okay, good. Well, that's Paul Watson there, prisonplanet.com, and he's sharp lad, and our police and military association takes our hat off to him on many of his investigations that he does. And so, it's something to think about, folks, but we can assure you I have known in my life a number of these PSYOPs agents who are good Americans. And I would like to think they wouldn't be a part of these scams and these plans to cause these bombings in the United States and in Britain and in other parts of the world and blame it on the Arabs. But there are some there that have no true allegiance. They're pragmatists, and they're willing to do, and I know a bunch of these guys, they're willing to do anything their government tells them to do, because they believe and have been trained in the end justifies the belief and end justifies the means political philosophy. Sadly, one of a very good friend of mine, that might sound strange to you, was one of these people for a long time. And he finally came out of that. And he came to me one night and told me that he was infiltrating a patriot group in the United States, the Arizona Patriots, matter of fact, and the leader of that organization was Ty Harden, the Hollywood actor, PT-109. He was there, the guy with the blonde hair, handsome-looking man, Ty Harden, and he was head of the Arizona Patriots. It wasn't a militia, really. It's just an organization of retired military guys that would get together up at Prescott, Arizona, and study the Constitution and go out in the woods and practice with their military equipment to be prepared in case our nation was ever attacked. Well, this pragmatist U.S. Army Ranger, LAPD SWAT team member, came to me one night and said that he had infiltrated for the federal government, this Arizona Patriots group, and that he, they were setting him up to kill Ty Harden. And that's why he was on the face of Time magazine, on the face of the Post, I think, or Look magazine, I think it was, standing up on his mountain in full military dress with his M16, a handsome-looking fella. But he said, what this is all about is the federal government is setting him up to kill him. They're making him look like a crazy radical, and we're going to take him out because he's he and the Arizona Patriots are getting ready to defend America and defend their fellow countrymen from all comers. And so I was able to get together with Ty Harden and his wife Judy and tell him what was going on, and they did a little investigation on their own and found out that it was true. And so with the help of this pragmatic, very well-trained American soldier and LAPD SWAT team commander, we were able to stop that from happening. So there's a lot of good guys out there and gals, folks in PSYOPs, and I want to think, and I truly do believe, that they wouldn't be a part of something like this in London or being a part of those that blew up the Oklahoma City building. We know they did it, that our own people did it, and we know that the first World Trade Center bombing was taken care of and set up and funded, and the explosives were given by our government to have that building taken down. In the first bombing, it didn't go down because the Arabs made a mistake and didn't park the vehicle close enough to the columns to do any more damage than what they did in the garage that night. But there are some among us that will do these things, obviously, because they're being done. And so thank you, Paul Watson, for that report. Makes you think, folks, and makes you want to pray, does it not? Makes you want to pray that we will definitely succeed in ridding our governments of these international crime syndicates that have control of our governments today. Interesting, folks, that China has been caught again shipping military equipment. Yes, you remember when the Red Chinese shipped all the automatic rifles up to San Francisco, I think, and were found up there in the shipping containers to give to the gangs in Los Angeles and other areas to be ready to start the war against America. Well, Red Chinese are shipping military equipment again into Ecuador. This time they were caught, and a lot of military equipment's being held there, and they say they don't know where it was bound to, what the final destination was. And here's that report. We got this from EastAsiaIntel.com. It's wise, folks, to read other nations' magazines, newspapers, and so forth, because a lot of times they expose things that certainly you're not going to hear about in the United States. Here's the story. The Ecuadorian government is investigating a large shipment of military goods to the Ecuadorian military that was not declared in customs documents. The Quito Hoy, I don't know what Quito means. Hoy means day, I believe it is. Newspaper reported last week that four containers were discovered in Guayaquil during a ceremony. I don't know what that's all about, but anyway, the shipment included 12,000 uniforms, two helicopters, nine dump trucks, and other military equipment. Ecuadorian Defense Minister Salom Espinoza said the goods arrived June 30th, but that he was unaware of the final destination. Well, why not? You know, that's shouldn't be hard to find out. Because they were destined for someplace else. Anyway, the goods are being held in a warehouse until the investigation is completed. China has been counting South African governments, or courting South African, what am I saying? Let me get my glasses on correct here, folks. China has been courting South American governments. There we go. And by the way, I'll say Central America and Mexico governments too, and has supplied military goods to Cuba in the past. We have heard for 15 years, folks, about from good, reliable sources and more sources all the time of the Chinese buildup of troops in various parts of South, Central, and Mexico, and military equipment being stored in various locations, even on our southern border. A sheriff pointed to that about 10 years ago, that he had come across that. And our government does nothing about it, of course. There is going to be war in America, and this is going to be a part of the having the American people accept UN troops on the streets of America. So China is just as good as any other nation, is it not? very interesting report from our East India, our East Asia Intel.com organization there. Following up with that, Sorshi Falls information, she's a Russian agent reporter and agent for newspapers there. She's put out another report, and we have verification of this from different sources. Part of it is verified. Some of it we're not sure about because we haven't verified it yet. But it fits right in with this China military shipment found in Ecuador, folks, we believe. It's part of the same type of an organization and program going on. Sorshi Fall put this out for her Russian subscribers July 13, 2005, just a couple days ago. Or was that yesterday? That was yesterday. Yes, it was. Russian intelligence analysts are reporting today that both President Putin from Russia and President Hu from China have ordered the immediate activation of 10 combat-ready divisions to counter the increasingly aggressive moves being made by the United States in the Caspian oil regions of Central Asia. Special Forces Army units of both the Russian Spetsnaz and Chinese immediate action units were also ordered to be immediately deployed to both Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan to surround the large American military bases in those regions, and that the governments of both of these countries have ordered the Americans to leave. This is well substantiated, folks, but of course we're not hearing about it here in the United States. Very little is being put out. Little bit, so that the news can say they did put it out, but it's immediately quashed and it doesn't go anywhere to where the American people in mass can hear about it. The government of Uzbekistan, as Sorshi Fall says, has called first for these actions, and as we can read, as reported by the Indian national newspaper Hindu News Service in their article titled Uzbekistan Steps Up Pressure on U.S. to Close Base, and which says, and I quote, Uzbekistan is stepping up pressure on the United States to withdraw its airbase set up in Central Asia country for operations in neighboring Afghanistan. Uzbekistan also said that the United States had not paid takeoff and landing fees, as well as compensation for security services, new infrastructure, ecological damage, and inconvenience to the local population. It's amazing, folks. It's absolutely amazing. These terrorists within our own government that go terrorizing people and killing people do not pay their bills. It's amazing. When Colonel Bo Greitz and I were up at Ruby Ridge, the military and the state and federal police came in and literally took over the businesses there in Ruby Ridge, went into the restaurants, and paid by credit card, you know, just put it on the bill, just put it on the bill. And they never paid those bills. They just about destroyed the businesses in that area because they brought in hundreds and hundreds of militarized troops to take out the Call family, to destroy them. And then they walked off and didn't pay the bills for just hundreds of thousands of dollars in these restaurants and the bars there and everything. And here we go again, folks. It just grates on you. You know, we can give $4 billion a year to Israel to buy bombs and buy all kinds of equipment for the international bandit that runs Israel today, one of the crime lord families that is part of George Bush and Tony Blair's crime syndicate. And yet we can't pay our own bills as we go in and operate in various parts of the world. We're a bunch of crooks basically going in there and stealing services, security services, infrastructure, just damaging infrastructure, ecological damage, and inconvenience to the local population is what they're saying here, and the bills aren't being paid. A statement was issued 2 days after the Shanghai Cooperation Organization called for the United States and its coalition allies in Afghanistan to set a date for withdrawing their military bases from Central Asia. Last month, Uzbekistan introduced severe restrictions on American flights from the Khandabad base, forcing the U.S. command to redeploy some aircraft to Afghanistan. Kyrgyzstan has just joined Uzbekistan in calling on Washington to shut down its airbase near the Kyrgyz capital, Bishkek. government of Kyrgyzstan has also called for the Americans to leave their country. And as we can report, as reported by the RIA, Nostrofa News Service in Russia, in their article titled Kyrgyz Ambassador States U.S. Base Must Go, Russians Should Stay, and which says the United States military base near Mandas has to be closed. Turning the page here, but we're going to have to wait till after the break at the airport out there. I'll just wait till after the break and share the rest of this with you folks. Stay tuned for more. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is a very important report because it does jive with other information we receive from other assets out there. It says here the actions of the United States military leaders to these demands to leave have been met instead with increasing combat capabilities and activities in both Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan, and in total disregard of both Russia and the Red Chinese warning issued to them, and of which we can read as reported by USA Today News Service in their article titled China, Russian-led Alliance Wants Date for U.S. Pullout. Angering President Putin also has been the United States pressuring the European Union to attempt to take away Russia's vast oil resources, and as we can read as reported by the Moscow Times News Service in their article titled Putin Aides Warn of Finno-Ugric Conspiracy to Seize Russia's Oil Assets. Moscow's officials further report that upon hearing of these latest moves by the United States against Russian President Putin, he remarked, "Then let's see how well they are prepared when the UN orders them, the Americans, to return California to Mexico." And the man knows what's going on here, doesn't he, folks? Anyway, I'll end here. This report goes on for another two pages. Very documented report from various news agencies that we do not hear about in the United States. Even the ones you do hear about on the news services do not hit the big media play in the United States. Folks, it's about oil. It's about territory. It's not about fighting terrorism. Keep that in mind. It's a bunch of malarkey when you hear the president talking about you got to stop the terrorists over there before they get here. Let me tell you, we're creating terrorists that are coming here and going to come here if we don't stop sticking our thumb in the eye of the Muslims out around the world. And so I guess that's pretty much just about it for tonight. I didn't get to Pat Buchanan's very important article that he put out, Why Are They Killing Us? I hope to get to that tomorrow, folks. Why Are They Killing Us? Very good report. Shows Pat Buchanan knows a lot more than what he says. He's limited in what he can say because he wants to be in the establishment-controlled news. And it's good he's there because he puts out a lot of the truth. But he's got to hold back quite a bit in order to stay in the establishment-controlled news as he is. So tomorrow we'll share that with you. Very important information for Patrick J. Buchanan on why they're killing us out there. A lot in the news. Glad to share it with you tonight, folks. Hope that you will remember Republic Broadcasting Network that every month, put a little note in your bill pile to send a little money off to Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. We need it to keep spreading God's word and the truth out across this nation and around the world. It's not easy. Sandra and John and I talk, and man, it is not easy. They have thousands and thousands of dollars of bills every month to try to keep things going. And a lot of times they just have to pray that the funds come in. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But if you'll remember what tithes and offerings are for, that it is to pay to help those that are spreading God's word, practicing the Great Commission to spread God's word and his laws out around the world and around the nation. And also the truth. God was always talking about the truth, that we perish for lack of knowledge. And so don't forget Republic Broadcasting Network every month, if you would. You'll be blessed by it, as we all are every day. God bless all of you out there. Have a great evening. This old cop wants to say good evening to you, and Godspeed.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.